Mysteries of the Hour. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. 2 Thessalonians 2, 7 and 8. Since you have been forewarned, be on your guard, so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawlessness and fall from your secure position, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3, 17 and 18. The mystery among the Gentiles is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1, verse 27. So many passages to the church from Christ's apostles give serious and dire warnings, forewarnings of things to come, lest we be swept up into the error of the age. Warnings that the mystery of lawlessness can damage the stability of a Christian. We are well down the path of that volatile society about which we are warned. We are living at a time when Christian stamina is increasingly being wearied. We are experiencing a season when the believer's endurance is being taxed. Are we to throw up our hands in horror as we see society tumble into the abyss? Are we to bemoan these evil days and sink deeper into a slough of despond? Are we simply to sit back and sanctimoniously accept prophetic inevitability? For Scripture tells us that the error of lawlessness will wax greater in end times. Oh, I think not. Important though it is to recognise the signs of the approaching day, we shouldn't accept the inevitable by allowing it to submerge our witness and walk. The deeper the darkness of the hour, the more vivid the brightness of His illumination. The greater the troubles of this age, the more manifest is His glorious, sufficient grace. The bigger today's pressures and pain, the more ready will Christ carry His own, though not always in the way we expect. As the mystery of lawlessness increases, so the mystery of godliness multiplies. Grace, more grace, much grace, grace built upon more grace. For of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We are to be lights in this darkest of ages. We are to live our life in patient endurance. We are to hold fast and not to lose our steadfastness. We are not to be swept away by the error of the age, the mystery of lawlessness. The mystery of lawlessness is the multiplication of evil in a world of fallen men. We are forewarned that this mystery can cause the loss of a believer's stability, for men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Oh, but we are forewarned of this approaching period by the Apostle Peter. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, beware. It is often said that the darkest time of the night comes just before the break of dawn, and the darkness we are experiencing today is heralding the bright morning star. Today's increasing wickedness is a precursor to Christ's return for His bride, the Church. In the meantime, the mystery of lawlessness is reaching fullness, and we are to take care. Beware. Be on your guard, so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawlessness and fall from your secure position. Oh, but praise God, this dear apostle, Peter, continues with the next verse. He explains in simple terms how this is achieved. but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Oh, we grow in grace and mature in the faith when we fix our eyes on the Lord. And the mature believer is the one that will not be overwhelmed by life's circumstances. Oh, remember that God has an eternal perspective, and we are called on to patiently endure. And God has equipped his children as he prepares us for our eternal future. For I consider that our present sufferings cannot be compared to the glory that will be revealed to us. Romans 8:18.